This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump visited the U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, Tuesday, touring the damage left behind in the city that has become one of the flashpoints in the demonstrations over racial injustice. Protests erupted last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. President Trump did not mention Blake's name during public comments, saying only he felt terribly for anyone who suffered a loss, but otherwise only noted that the situation was complicated and under investigation. The president toured destruction left by rioters in Kenosha, declaring it was enabled by Democratic leaders. Belarus will impose retaliatory sanctions on Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. The move comes after all three Baltic countries slapped sanctions on Belarusian officials. Foreign Minister Vladimir Makai said the sanctions will target people he said had interfered in the country's internal affairs. Monday, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia imposed travel bans on Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko and 29 other officials. The countries announced the sanctions without waiting for the rest of the European Union. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced Australia into a recession for the first time in almost 20 years. The country's economy shrank a full 7% in the second quarter, according to data released Wednesday by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The release of the economic data comes as lawmakers in Australia's Southern Victoria state approved a bill to extend its state of emergency for another 6 months. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan has freed nearly 200 Taliban prisoners. The prisoner release could kickstart the long-delayed peace talks between the two sides. Afghan officials said a team of negotiators are getting ready to fly to Qatar's capital this week to aid in the process. The latest prisoners released formed part of a group of 400 jailed hardcore Islamist separatists. The stalled release had appeared to set to delay talks between the government and the insurgent group to end nearly 2 decades of war. Two officials said the releases from the main jail in the capital, Kabul, took place on Monday and Tuesday, and at the same time, the Taliban freed 6 Afghan special forces. A panel of U.S. government health experts say there is no evidence that shows convalescent blood plasma is an effective treatment for COVID-19 patients. Convalescent blood plasma comes from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus and is rich in antibodies. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved an emergency authorization of the use of convalescent blood plasma on August 23rd, a decision President Trump described as truly historic. But a panel of more than 36 experts for the National Institutes of Health issued a statement Tuesday saying that there is not enough data to recommend it at this point. The panel also says doctors should not rely on it as a standard of care until more studies have been conducted. A day after the emergency authorization was announced, the FDA commissioner apologized for apparently overstating the benefits of the blood plasma. A European Union official leading talks among Iran and a group of 5 world powers said the participants are committed to keeping alive the 2015 nuclear deal that restricted Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The deal came under stress last year when Iran announced it would take steps to walk away from its commitments, complaining it was not getting the promised economic relief after the United States imposed fresh sanctions. Those sanctions came after the Trump administration withdrew from the agreement in 2018, arguing it did too little to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons while giving the country too much in sanctions relief. Representatives from Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany all took part in Tuesday's talks, the latest in their efforts to salvage the agreement. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.